Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the PSEU Co-op Solutions Member Forum here in beautiful San Antonio, Texas. Look who we have in the studio lounge, Karen Postma from PSEU Co-op Solutions. How are you, Karen?
I am great. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for stopping by for a few minutes. I know you're busy. Everyone here is being pulled in 100 different directions, so we appreciate your time. And
it's exciting. I love the conversation that gets generated and the ideas and just the collaboration.
Yep.
It's fantastic.
Agreed, agreed. Well, speaking of that, before we get into the topic here, what's the buzz in the hallways? What are you talking, what are you hearing from folks out there? What are you talking with folks about?
You know, so where I focus is really in the fraud space. And the biggest thing I think that any financial institution around the globe right now is fighting fraud from a consumer member engagement perspective. So whether it's a scam or first party fraud, you know, we have financial institutions that are bucketing those and benchmarking them anywhere from 30 to 70% of their fraud.
Oh my God.
So, you know, we've put such good controls in place for the third party fraudsters.
Yeah, yeah.
That we've made it difficult where they have migrated to is social engineering members in order to give up credentials, OTP, or verify transactions. So it kind of intersects some of the fraud measures that we've put in place historically. Mm-hmm. And so that's really where we see the fraud taking place.
Well, pardon my ignorance, but can you share with me real briefly social engineering? What is that?
Yeah, so I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Let's say I give you a call and I say I'm calling from your credit union, but I have a fraud situation I want to talk to you about. In order to talk to you, I'm going to send you an OTP. Give it to me and then we'll talk about it.
Goodness.
And what they're doing on the back end is they have teed up a 3D secure transaction that they know they're going to get the OTP on.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you read it, you're already expecting it and you don't read the message.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't know it's 3D secure, you're just looking for the passcode and you read it to me.
Mm-hmm.
The fraudster puts that in, the transaction gets approved, and then they're like, oh, well, I have this fraud transaction, is this yours? And you're like, no, because you're panicky.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, they continue with the scheme, but on the back end, they're doing all these transactions. It's very, so that's when we talk about social engineering, it's things like that. It could
be
anything from that to the member saying, hey, if you give me your debit card, I'll pay you $200 just in 2 days, report it fraud.
Okay. Well, right there, my red flags are going up.
Yes.
So, oh my gosh, though, but I'm sure people are okay, you know. So,
yes.
Oh my gosh, it's so.
Absolutely.
The world we live in.
Yeah, yeah, it's very dynamic.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, just last week I was on the phone with my credit union, but I called them.
Yes.
And we did the whole multi-factor authentication, all that type of stuff. And hey, if you give me this, I'll send you a thing. And
right.
So it was all on the up and up.
Yes.
But that just reminded me of what I went through. But I made the call to them instead of them calling me.
Right.
So everything was kosher, hopefully.
And you can see how easily it would be to,
completely,
you know, I guess fall for that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so forth. So, you know, a lot of it's member education. Huge component of that. It's probably our biggest weapon. It feels like there should be more and so forth, but that is probably our biggest weapon is educating members using those use cases so they know how to recognize it versus just saying, don't give your OTP out.
Yeah.
Because they don't necessarily know what that looks like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh my gosh, the world we live in,
yes.
Karen. Goodness gracious.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for folks like you being out there to help help protect us in a good way. So speaking of that, though, you want to talk about linked analysis today. And this is a tool that you guys developed, a fraud fighting tool, that is. So can you tell us a little bit about that and how it works and how it protects credit unions and their members?
Yeah, so it is a proprietary infrastructure that we have developed over the last seven years that effectively collects data and information across all these channels. So one of the biggest challenges we've had in the fraud space is we've talked about a layered approach to fraud for years, but each channel, so authorizations, your call center, your online banking, they all have these individual channels that don't necessarily mesh data, experience, or information together. Mm-hmm. Well, fraudsters have been utilizing different channels, like a little bit here, a little bit here, a mm-hmm. little bit there. And so we're able to be able to understand those patterns across the channels because we have it in one centralized location where we mesh up the data okay. and journey out the experience.
Okay.
So if we see a suspicious online banking login that maybe is like mid, you know, suspicious, but then we see something over here in like a token request, we can put those two together and all of a sudden that becomes much more suspicious than they would be independently.
Okay, okay.
So we've been utilizing linked analysis for, like I said, the last 6-7 years. Last year we were over $70 million that was saved by our credit unions utilizing that platform. So what we have announced is the next generation of linked analysis, because you can't just sit there and utilize old technology. And so we're moving it to the cloud so that we have more scalability, especially as PSEU and Co-op Solutions comes together. That scale is going to be highly important. And then layering that in with both consortium modeling and scoring, and then have our own sandbox for model development.
Okay.
So those things I was just talking about, like the scams and so forth, we'll be focusing on how do we use this new technology in order to detect those types of fraud indicators versus maybe some of the traditional ones that we have pretty stable environments.
And this, a lot of this is, I don't want to say automated, that might be the wrong word, but is it the right? Okay, so a lot of it's automated because a lot of these scams are getting more and more sophisticated.
Right.
And you have to have this automated tool to really kind of find it. Because if you're doing this manually by just a human being, it's probably next to impossible, right?
Absolutely, because when do the fraudsters hit? Nights, weekends, all of that.
Yeah.
And so you're exactly correct. Not only is it the components of machine learning and modeling, but it is also layering in robotics, layering in different workflows than we would normally do because our traditional method is we're reaching out to the consumer to validate, hey, did you make this transaction? And in a lot of cases, because they've been scammed, they're saying yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we need to have different workflows that notify and protect the member in a different way than we have in the past.
Gosh, just thank you for being out there once again. Because it's so hard to wrap your mind around this type of stuff,
Yeah.
I mean, especially just kind of being a general consumer.
Right.
They probably don't know a fraction of what's going on out there, right?
That's why that education is so important.
Completely, yeah. Coming from the credit union, for sure.
Uh-huh.
And you're also doing a session today as well, right? You want to do a quick little summary on that, on what you're going to be talking about there?
So with this project of linked analysis next generation, we have the opportunity to revamp the experience from a member perspective for the future regarding how we interact with our members, the experiences we create. And so the session we have is the future of the fraud experience.
Okay.
And we're going to do some kind of mind expansion exercises in that, and have our credit unions help contribute to what is the ideal experience when it comes to fraud.
Okay.
Right? Less friction for the true transactions, more friction for the fraudster. But what if we could do certain things like, I knew, Mike, how you like to communicate with your credit union. Is it push notification? Is it text message? Is it email? Is it voice? I know that about you.
Right.
So what if I would communicate in that way to you versus the other methods that you might not necessarily engage in? Credit unions right now are being faced with a lot of generational discrepancies, and we have a lot of waterfall workflows that might not address those.
Okay.
So things like that will help in some of those experiences.
Do behavioral analytics get into this type of stuff? So because you can see people's patterns and things like that, and if there's any anomalies, okay, let's check that out type of thing.
Right. So, understanding travel patterns more so than what we do today. Understanding if a consumer received a promotion to spend $2,000 at Home Depot. Well, that would be unlike their normal transaction, so that might flake fraud.
Yeah.
But if I know they're getting a promotion for X amount of rewards points for that, I might be more likely to let that go through because I would expect that. Yeah. And I wouldn't want to decline that because, you know, they're engaging from their transactions. So it's things like that that we're hoping to be able to address in the future.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, your job has never been more important than in today's world, especially with, and I don't know if I want to go down the generative AI rabbit hole right now, but yeah, that whole thing's going to open up a whole new can of worms.
It's a little scary, isn't it?
A little bit. Scary, exciting. So, but yeah, I mean, because if we're using it, then the fraudsters are using it. So
wholeheartedly.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Karen, anything else to add to wrap up before I let you get back in there?
No. It's, you know, exciting time to be in fraud because of the tools that we have available and so forth. And our goal is just to be able to protect the members in the credit union.
Please, yeah. Thank you very much again for the third time in this interview. Thank you for all the hard work that you guys do
and
keeping that keeping those folks at bay. So yeah, good stuff. All right, Karen.
Well,
thank you again. Appreciate it. And enjoy the rest of the show.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was awesome. Member Forum video is brought to you by PSEO Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.